This is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Thursday, August 13th, 2019. Welcome to episode 88 of Amy Talks About Stuff. This is being recorded live from the TalkShoe Podcasting Pavilion at Podcast Movement 2019. It's been an extremely exciting day. It's been a really, really wonderful day. In the morning, but as you can see, if I'm still somewhat incoherent and say a lot more than usual, it's because I still didn't get a whole night's sleep, and I can't, and I'm really having trouble thinking of words. What I wanted to do for this episode was give you some of the highlights of my breakout sessions that I went to today. This is the third time I've had to do this. Chrome crashed in the middle of my first one. And when I thought I was doing take two, that didn't get recorded at all. So, there's no way to pause, is there? Maybe there is. No, there isn't. Would have liked to have paused until I could get water. I'll just run through notes from my one. I'm so sorry. All of my enthusiasm for doing this is absolutely dead now. All of my enthusiasm was in that first file. And I think they've taken away all the water stations. Let me get to the part, the one absolute highlight of the day that I can still summon at least a little bit of enthusiasm for. Actually, no. Here comes my water. So I will go ahead and do the two parts. Thank you so much, that I really wanted to talk about. That's much better. Sorry about that. So my favorite breakout sessions that I went to today were 2 Minutes to Greatness, How to Create a Great Show Opening. The main point of that was every show needs to be created for the brand new listener because every single episode might be someone's first. I'm straight up reading my notes. The first 35 seconds are the most crucial for showing what your show is all about and why it has value. Elements of an effective open. What is the show? Title, which should point to the subject. Who is the host? Does your opening create a sense of place? And that was the one point here that really resonated with me because one of my favorite podcast openings ever, and one that I can still remember with perfect clarity, it has now been 13 years since I've listened to it, was this one. I'm going to do my best impression. Coming to you from the deep recesses of the... Oh, damn it. Let me start that again. Coming to you from the deep recesses of the Draco Vista Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's the Dragon Page, cover to cover. And it had like this jungly or safari sound effect sort of in the background. And it really, really created a sense of both an imaginary place, like the jungle or whatever, and the actual place where it was being recorded. Oh, by the way, hi, Chuck. Wink, wink. And it immediately after or right at the end of that intro, the next thing your audience should hear should be a welcome and telling them you appreciate your attention. One of the things I noticed about this particular breakout was that there's one person whom I have been listening to lately who has been following all of these best practices absolutely perfectly, and that's Michael Butler. The long, full-length version of the Rock and Roll Geek Show intro creates a great sense of both an imaginary place, again, like I said, the rock concert, and the actual place. It mentions coming from San Francisco, USA, and mentions the show title and the host, and gives a great sense of what the show is going to be about. Furthermore, immediately after the intro, he always says exactly the same thing. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is the date. All of that, that is just the ideal way to start every show. With all of those elements are included, makes for an intro that's new listener friendly, orients the listener, and makes all listeners, new and old, feel appreciated. It establishes community and rapport. Speaking of, I'm going to go ahead and skip ahead to my favorite breakout session of the day after I get some more water. And this one was titled, "Yes, That Marketing Advice for Your Podcast is BS." And this one was my favorite because he went over a lot of things that are commonly said about the state of podcasting and the world of podcasting right now, and explained why they are not true, or partially true, or that the actual situation is more complicated, etc. And so that absolutely fulfilled my major goal for attending Podcast Movement, to give me a sense of where podcasting is and what's going on in the world of podcasting. And better yet, it was hosted by the Rob Walsh. Yes, Tricks of the Podcasting Masters, Rob Walsh, which is where I recognize the name from. So I thought, hey, I know that guy. I know who that guy is. I remember him from my starting podcasting days. And he told a lot of things like the podcasting space is too crowded is definitely a myth. And so is all subjects are already covered, because even if your subject is covered, you still bring your personality to the topic. So it's still worthwhile to do your show. And also he said, and this sentence is his exact words, if someone tells you the ideal show length is 22 minutes, they came from radio and they don't know this space. The reality as of February is that the top 200 most played episodes on Apple Podcasts had a median length of almost 55 minutes, which is astonishing. So yes, this space does have plenty of welcome and interest in shows that are longer than 22 minutes. He's advised that you should have your podcast on as many podcast show aggregators as possible for visibility and discoverability. But in his words, podcasting is a community. To hear the Rob Welch, who was here in the podcasting community at the very beginning, sincerely call podcasting a community, Even now that there are all these businesses and trappings of business, really gives me hope and makes me feel better about all this visibility that podcasting has gained. It makes me happy to know that even though it's not a secret, little-known thing that mainstream people usually don't know about anymore, it makes me really, really happy to know that it's still a community. I love all you guys, and I've got a party to go to, so I am going to wrap this up. I will talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.